Dear investors, given the weak economy, China consumers are increasingly cost-conscious, but rather not sacrifice on quality. In our view, Vips is best positioned to capture this demand trend. Douyin apparel lacks cost-effectiveness, while PDD is inconsistent on quality. Given the lack of catalyst, we expect demand of this type will persist. Furthermore, MBS has reported that November apparel sales grew 18% year-over-year, versus just 5% in October. We expect that apparel sales remain strong in December based on Douyin and VIPS data from the 12/12 sales event. Both platforms highlighted winter apparel, including higher ASP items such as domestic down jackets, which is also positive to domestic brands such as both of them. Our fourth quarter revenue and net profit estimate are 3% and 16% higher than consensus mean, respectively. In addition to being positioned to grow in the current consumption downgrade environment, Vips is also a value play. With $2.66 billion in its net cash on books, which is about 30% of its market cap, and a 12.2% trailing 12-month free cash flow, and is trading 3.8 times its fiscal year 2024 EV earnings. In our view, Vips' next growth opportunity will be emulate Shein's model domestically, but given the management's gradual approach to investment, we believe Vips won't build such a business in the near term. Thank you. If you have any questions, please